It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
And tonight from LST Johnson Arena in the Academic Athletic Center on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's the second game of the 2024 Boys 16th Region Basketball Tournament. Hello everyone, I'm Randy Stacy as we get ready for Round County to take on Russell in the second upper bracket first round game. Boyd County just has beaten East Carter 60-52 and will play the winner of this contest on Monday at 6:30. Russell is coached by Derek Cooksey. They're 17-12 on the season. Round County, coached by Sean Thacker, is 22-10. They played twice this season. Round County won 75-56 on December 5th, and they won 73-63 on February 22nd in Russell. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, there was just an outstanding ball game that just ended as East Carter gave Boyd County everything that they could handle. And then some. Boyd County stood out 60-52 at the end. Boyd County now 26-6 on the season. East Carter got a great game from Blake Hall, 26 points, 11 of 13 shooting, and just a truly outstanding contest for Blake Hall. Boyd County countered with a balanced attack of 14 for James Griffin Taylor, 12 for Rhett Holbrook, and 10 for their leading scorer, Jacob Spurlock. Since 1998, Round County has defeated Russell 24 times, and Russell has won 12 times. That's the series. And let's go ahead and just check the starting lineups as we have them right now. Russell, again, 17-12. They've lost three of their last four. At one guard will be Elijah Neal, a 6-foot freshman, averaging 15.4 points and 2.7 rebounds. At a guard, Noah Quinn, 6-foot senior, averaging 5.1 points and 2.3 rebounds. Joe Kazmarchik, a 6'2 senior, will open at a guard, averaging 2.4 points and 1.6 rebounds. At the forwards, Caleb Rimmer, 6'3 and a freshman. He's a good one. Leads the team in scoring and rebounding with 15.5 points and 8 rebounds. And at the other forward, Tatum Fleming, 6'4 and a senior, averaging 8.3 points and 3.6 rebounds. So it's Neal, Quinn, and Kazmarchik at the guards, Rimmer and Fleming at the forwards. For Round County, at one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, averaging 10.9 points and 5.7 rebounds. At a guard, Jason Ingles, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5.8 points, 1.1 rebounds. And at another guard, Braden Myras, a 6'1 senior. He averages 14 points and 4 rebounds. The forwards, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.7 points, 2.7 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn, a 6'3 senior, averaging 17.2 points, 3.8 rebounds. Looking at the games between these two teams, Wilburn averaged 20.5 points per game in the two games, and Myers averaged 17.5 points, with Round County winning both of those contests. Round County 22-10, 15-5 against region teams, winners of 4 in a row, and 8 of their last 10. We'll be back with more after this on WIBY.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Did you know that Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can make new chipped keys and remotes for your vehicle? Save on dealer quality key start keys. Stop by Big Four and we'll do the rest. Do you need propane to keep warm this winter? We have that too, along with pellets for your wood stove, heat tapes, and more. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can keep you warm this winter. On Flemingsburg Road at I-64, Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware. Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Well, we gave you tonight tonight's results and pairings. Tomorrow night, the boys' tournament continues here at LST Johnson Arena. Game one, in the lower bracket, Morgan County, champions of the 62nd, will take on Fleming County, runners-up in the 61st. That'll be at 6:30. And in the nightcap tomorrow night, Greenup County, winners of the 63rd region, excuse me, 63rd district, will take on Ashland, runners-up in the 64th district at around 8 o'clock. The girls have already been through the first round. Ashland defeated Round County, Russell over Elliott County, Morgan County lost to Boyd County, and Fleming defeated Raceland. So on Friday night, the semifinals of the girls at 6:30, it'll be Ashland, 26-6 on the season, against Russell, 26-6 on the season. And the nightcap on Friday night, Boyd County, 23-10, will take on Fleming County, 22-10, the girls' championship at 7 on Saturday. We'll be back with the tip-off after this on WIBY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at LST Johnson Arena, I think we're going to have one change in the lineup for the Russell Red Devils from the time we left the far side. Yes, of course, Rimmer is certainly going to be in there. Actually, Joe Kaczmarczyk will not be in the lineup. Instead, it's going to be Gabe Pridemore. That gives him a little bit more height. 6'2 freshman, averaging 7.5 points and 4.6 rebounds. Officiating crew out of the 9th region is Michael Stokes, Michael Romans, and Cody Ryan. Cody Ryan was here last night as the reserve official. And also the reserve official tonight is Chrissy Roos, who worked one of the games last night in the girls' tournament. Russell in the maroon uniforms with gold lettering, gold numbers, and white trim. Round County in the home white uniforms with green numbers and lettering and gold trim. The last game, Round County won over Russell, 73-63. Caleb Rimmer got into foul trouble early, and Round County built a pretty good lead when substitutes came in late in the game and such. The Red Devils came back and made it a 10-point contest. Russell, we'll move right to left as we view things from courtside here at LST Johnson Arena. They're located right across from air position, their bench. Round County off to our left, and they'll be moving left to right here in half number one. Nice crowd on hand, not a huge one. When all four of the team's fans were here, it's nicer than now, but Boyd County has hung around, but most of the folks from East Carter have moved on out. Rimmer jumping up against Maxey. Michael Stokes in hand, ball's in the air, tips controlled by Russell. With it is Neal, guarded man-to-man by Round County. Neal goes right side to Quinn. Quinn gets it inside to Rimmer, kicks it out, driving to the goal, putting it up, and no good was Fleming, but the rebound is on the floor, and actually Deshaun Watson came out with it out of a scrum after Russell initially had an offensive board. Russell also playing man-to-man. They're not playing quite as tight as Round County was. Watson has it in front of us. He moves back to the top of the key. Off of Myers, he goes into the lane, spins, gets it out to Wilburn. Wilburn takes it in, goes up off the glass, no good, and off with the board is Pridemore. Red Devils up the right side, coached by Derek Cooksey, along with his brothers on the staff with him, also his dad. Now high with it is Quinn. Around the left side he goes, inside for Rimmer, knocked away and stolen by Colby Wilburn. Deshaun Watson has it across the timeline. Rimmer's going to guard Colby Wilburn. That's strange because he'll be out on the rim most of the time, no pun intended. Watson goes inside, puts it up, no good, and he gets the rebound, takes it away, and puts it back up and in. Round County goes on top, 2-0. And token pressure in backcourt by Braden Myers, guarding the freshman, Elijah Neal. Gets it left side to Fleming. Now to Rimmer. Hands it off to Quinn. Moving with it is Pridemore. He goes in, lays it up and in. It's their first tie of the game at 2 apiece. Round County back with Braden Myers on the Eagle logo at center court. Walks to the left side. Now goes back left with it. Spins back to the right. It's picked up on a switch, gives off to Ingles left side. He's guarded by Quinn, off to Wilburn. Wilburn goes in the lane, gives it off to Deshaun Watson, puts it up and in. Deshaun Watson averaged 23.5 points a game in the district tournament. Started off good here tonight with the first four for Round County. Myers guarding Neal. Gets it left side to Fleming. Fleming goes to the right elbow. Gives it off to Pridemore. Pridemore, free throw line, gives it out to Quinn. Quinn, kick out right side to Fleming. Pridemore has it, and now Neal takes it back on the midcourt logo. Rimmer comes out, is going to set a screen. Neal goes right, gives it up to Quinn. Quinn penetrates, off to Rimmer. Left side it goes to Pridemore. He drives, and he's going to be hand-checked. Deshaun Watson picks up the first foul of the contest. Russell will have it under their own bucket, and Elijah Neal will inbound for the Red Devils. In it comes, wide open Pridemore. Jumper baseline no good. Rebound Rimmer. He goes up, puts it in. We've been tied at two, and now we're tied at four. 4:47 to go in the first period. Braden Myers straight away gives up to Watson. We've got two three-point lines out there. One of them is the college three-point line, and they have put down a high school line for use in this tournament. Watson goes underneath, double hand check, and he has his shot blocked, but gets it back. Off it goes to Myers. He goes up, puts it in. Alternating field goals. And this one, 6-4 Round County. Ball blocked. Wilburn blocked the shot taken by Pridemore underneath. And here comes Ingles with it. It's left side to Maxey. Goes inside. Kicks it back out to Watson. Inside to Maxey. Reverse layup. Too hard. Wide open. Could not get it to go. And here comes Russell. Pridemore enters the lane. Tries to get it to Rimmer. Kicks it left side to Quinn. Neal has it. Now right side to Fleming. Quinn penetrates. Pridemore has it. Neal goes around. Goes up. Puts it in. Neal gets his first two, and we're tied at six. Myers quickly back in front court for Round County as we are down to the 3:28 mark in this quarter. We'll have a media timeout. First dead ball under 3 minutes. Watson takes it right, left short corner. He goes up, kicks it out right side. Ingles, three-pointer, and that one's perfect. Round County up 9-6, biggest lead of the game. On the other end, shot up no good. That was taken by Fleming, and here comes Round County with it. Watson down the middle of the floor. Penetrates. Goes all the way under. Has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Round County. 2:54 to go in this period. Got a media timeout with Round County leading 9-6. Back after this on WIBY.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Out of the immediate timeout, Round County will have it under their own basket. Gavin Myers has checked in, and Maxey gets a break. No changes for the Red Devils. And it comes to Wilburn. Gets it in the corner to Watson. He penetrates. Has it knocked away. Comes back outside with it. And they'll reset it with Myers. Braden Myers having it on the midcourt logo. Watson comes out, retakes it. Left side to Ingles. They're in a 2-3 zone now, the Red Devils. Gavin Myers left side, penetrates, gets it off to Braden Myers. All the way around to the right corner. Deshaun Watson's three-pointer rolls around and goes in. We got blocked by an official, but they called it a three, and it's 12-6. Round County up. Wynn gives it out deep to Neal for Russell. Neal penetrates in, kicks out. Gives it in the left corner to Fleming. No good. Rebound Braden Myers. Gets it ahead to Gavin Myers. Three-pointer left side. Bounces. No good. And the ball is saved in for Russell by Tatum Fleming. Minute 49 to go in the first quarter. Round County 12, Russell 6. Neal. Double team. Gets it to Rimmer. Left side to Pry. More back to Rimmer. Going down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Batted out. And rebound comes off to Quinn. Oh, to Neal goes to the baseline. He's going to try to spin. Gets it out high to Fleming. And Neal comes out and gets it. Moves to the right side. Now he backs it out. Guarded man-to-man by Braden Myers. Quinn ends it off to Pridemore. Pridemore goes into the lane. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way right side by Fleming. No good. Rebound Ingles. Ingles comes out in a hurry. Gets it ahead to Myers. Gavin Myers right side with it. Left. Neal. Ingles gets it. Shoots it. No good. Rebound Wilburn. Back to Ingles and out to Braden Myers. Substitutes for both sides waiting to come in, but we've got 47 seconds to go in the quarter. Gavin Myers has it. Bounces inside to Wilburn. Wilburn goes up, puts it up off the glass, no good, short. And probably had to alter that shot because of Caleb Rimmer. Now Russell gets it in front court to Quinn. Guarded man-to-man with 24 seconds to go. Is it out to Neal? Guarded by Braden Myers with 14 seconds. He's on the logo. Almost loses it. Has it batted away. Behind the back. Goes inside. Wilburn gets a partial block on it. Rebound comes off to Watson. 1 second to go. He's got a three-quarter court shot that's short. And at the end of one quarter of play, it's Round County 12. Russell 6 back after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We may have been having shooting contests in each of these games in the 16th region tournament. And on this particular one, the scholarship money was won by a Round County student. On the other end, we really can't tell you who it was. In for Round County is Jace Winkleman. Braden Myers stays in. Slade White is in for Round County. Maxie is back in. And Wilburn is in. Myers has it on the logo as we're 10 seconds into quarter number two. 12-6 Round County. Maxie. Braden Myers chain exchange passes for the zone. Maxie gets it short corner. Out to Braden Myers. He goes down the lane, puts it up. No good. Put up and in by White. Slade White gets the rebound basket. And it's an eight-point lead for Round County. They're pressing in backcourt, man-to-man. Neal, guarded by Braden Myers. Back and forth, left to right. Now he's in front court. He gets by, goes to the free throw line, puts it up. It goes in. And they're going to count it. Neal gets it. Braden Myers gets the foul. His first. Neal goes for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he gets it. 14-9, round county by five. Braden Myers in front court. Goes to Neal on him after getting bumped. Up to Wilburn, left side Maxey. Wilburn, right side Myers. Penetrates to Wilburn. He moves back to the top of key and gives to Maxey. Braden Myers right in front of us. Gets the stream from Winkleman, gives it up to Maxey. Three-pointer from the left side is good. 38 on the season for Weston Maxey. And Round County goes up 17-9. Back to an 8-point lead, matching the biggest. O'Neal is double-teamed in backcourt by Myers and Winkleman. And a timeout is taken by Russell. There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body. That lets you mow faster and get more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. Online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Ferris, work hard, feel good. In for Russell is Ryder Burgess, a 5'7 eighth grader. Also in is Tyler Cordial. Quinn stays in, Rimmer stays in, and Neal stays in. You get it across the timeline. Quinn gets it right corner to Cordial. Out to Quinn and then to Neal out near the timeline. Neal angles left with it. Now back to the right, looking for a screen. He gets it. Gets to Cordial. Out to Rimmer. Rimmer open three-pointer. Mounts up no good. Rebound, Braden Myers. 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Rounds County by eight. Wilburn gets it in the corner for a three-pointer. No good. It's batted out. Winkleman gets it. Back to Wilburn. Goes up and under. Puts it up and in. That was a driving layup for Colby Wilburn. His first two. And Round County goes up by 10. Russell back in front court with Quinn. Now they slow it down, and Neal backs it up onto the logo. He goes left with it all the way to the baseline. Puts it up. Good. Had to take a lot of spin to get that one to go up and get in, but he's got 7 points, and it's 19-11 Round County. Myers back with it. Maxey, three-pointer straightaway. Maxey's good. He's got two in the game and 39 on the season. 22-11, Round County has them doubled up right now. Here comes Quinn. Chased by Winkleman. He spins out with it. Ball's dropped, picked up by Myers. Neal made a turnover, and Myers gets a layup, and Round County leads by 13. It's a timeout taken by Russell. That's another 30-second timeout for the Red Devils. Around some of the other regions, tonight at the Appalachian Wireless Arena in Pikeville, Pikeville and Lawrence County are playing, and Martin County and Betsy Lane in the 14th at Powell County. Hazard is taking on Letcher County, and Breathitt is playing Estill County. In the 10th region, up at Mason County, Bourbon County is taking on the host school, Mason County, and Harrison County plays Scott. Getting deep into the tournament, about halfway through. Some of them. It'll be through tomorrow night when the 16th region will be halfway through. Then we'll be have four nights left, a couple of semifinal nights, and a couple of championship nights. Rimmer gets it into Neal. He's double teamed. Gets it off to Quinn. Back to Neal. He's in front court. Deep in the left corner it goes to Fleming. Now Neal gets, he took some steps, he got by with it though, and shot up no good. And let's see who the foul's on. It's going to be on Myrus, Braden Myrus. Now, that's his first. So somewhere along the line, we didn't hear a PA announcement right. Neal will get two free throws. Puts that one up and in. He's got 8 of the 12 Russell points. And Neal hits that one. 4:39 to go, first half. 24-13, Round County by 11. Gavin Myrus checks in. He goes right side with it. Comes back to the middle of the floor. Kicks it left side to Ingles. Inside to White. Needs help. Whoa, nice pickup by Jason Ingles. This time at shortstop or middle infielder. Came in handy there because the pass was low. Myrus goes in up off the glass. Good. Braden Myrus gets it. He's got 6. And it's 26-13. Rimmer gets it ahead to Fleming. Back to Neal. Neal back in the corner of Fleming. He goes baseline and charges. Oh, my goodness. Our old friend from Press Row last night, Cody Ryan. Oh, that was a tough one. He's getting chewed out by Sean Thacker now. And that is on Myrus, and that is his second. Kobe Wilburn will come back in. 3:58 to go in the half. 26-13, Round County. Sean Watson checked back in. Not sure what they're talking about. Actually, it was Chrissy Roos that brought it up, the alternate official. Now things are okay. Ready to inbound is Neal. Gets it into Rimmer. Driving down the lane, kicking out right side for Fleming's three-pointer. It's good. Fleming has 34 three-pointers. Cuts the lead down to 10 at 26-16. Ingles across the timeline. Wow, that was a foul they didn't call. Neal gets a steal. Goes up, puts it up and in. He's got 11 points, and the lead's down to 8. Jason has a chance sometimes, tendency to, when he's bumped, to wait for the foul. And he waited for the foul, and it didn't come. Wilburn has it out deep. Right corner, Gavin Myrus goes inside. Bounces out to Ingles. Wilburn, corner Ingles. Comes out and give it to Gavin Myrus. Left side, Deshaun Watson. Inside to Slade White. Working on Rimmer. Kicks out to Watson. 2:50 to go in the quarter. Watson gets a screen. Jumps it up from the left side. No good. Rebound Slade White. He's going to get called for a foul. And we have a media timeout. 26-18, Round County, 2:41 to go in the half. Back after this on WIBY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Time to work. Russell with the basketball. Stolen away, now stolen back. Stolen again by Winkleman, and he puts it up and in. Back to a 10-point lead, 28-18. Rimmer across the timeline, dropped out of bounds by Pridemore. Wasn't the best of passes, but probably should have been handled. 2:24. Clock winds down here in the first half. Watson with it. Not a very strong cut. Now he comes right side to Wilburn. He goes baseline. Left corner, Wyrus. Ingles. Out to Winkleman. He goes into the lane. And they're going to call him for charging. These guys have not got a block charge right yet, either team. Russell has it into Rimmer. Ahead to Neal. Now back to Rimmer. Penetrates, goes baseline. Kicks out in the corner. Off. They say Round County. I think it was a guess on the part of one official. The other one never even helped. Fleming gets it out deep to Neal. 1:46 to go in the second quarter. Gavin Myers gets double team help from Winkleman. Now it goes down in the left corner to Fleming. Glances off, and Gavin right. Myers steals it. Gets it ahead to Winkleman. He goes up, puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. Frymore gets his first for, and that's Russell's first foul of the half. Winkleman will shoot two. That one will not go. Maxey comes in, and Ingles goes out for Round County with a minute 29 to go in the half. That one's up good. 3 points for Winkleman, 29-18 to score. Neal gets it. Gives it back to Quinn in backcourt. And then Neal. Quinn gets it across the timeline in time and gives it back to Neal. Round man-to-man. Gavin Myers guards Neal. Rimmer in the corner. Puts up partially blocked from behind by Wilburn. And Winkleman has it. Gets it to Watson right in front of us. He will penetrate inside. Bounces off to Winkleman. Goes in off the glass. Good. Blocked for a while. Then all of a sudden Winkleman came out. Stolen away by Gavin Myers. Off to Watson. Lays it up and in. And all of a sudden it's 33-18. A 15-point lead. Off it goes to Fleming. Neal takes it. Oh, that's a touch foul they're going to call. And it's on Watson. And that's his second. Tough whistles on Round County. Six fouls called on Round. One on Russell with 35 seconds to go in the first half. Neal will shoot two. Free throw up. No good off the back of the iron. Ingles will come in, and with the two fouls, Deshaun Watson will sit down. Myers also on the bench with two fouls for Round County. Free throw up and good. 12 for Neal. 33-19, under 30 seconds now to go in the first half. Winkleman got the nose guard back on. Gives it off to Wilburn right in front of us. Comes out on the dribble. Gives it to Ingles with 18 seconds. Ingles hands it off to Maxey. Maxey comes out. Ingles on the right side with 8 seconds. He penetrates, goes baseline. Bounces inside, is kicked out of bounds by Russell with 2 seconds to go. Gavin Myers will inbound. And left to Wilburn, and he gets a layup at the buzzer. Nice pass from Myers. Wilburn lays it in. He's now got four. And at the half, Round County 35, Russell 19. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back at Johnson Arena at the half, Round County leads 35-19. The Vikings led 12-6 at the end of the first quarter and outscored Russell 23-13 in the second period to lead by 16, which is their largest lead of the contest. We had three ties at 2, 4, and 6 before Round County took the lead and retained it throughout the first half. For Russell, leading the way with 12 of the Red Devils' 19 points is Elijah Neal. The 6-foot freshman has 4 field goals and is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 3 points for Tatum Fleming on a 3-pointer. 2 points for Caleb Rimmer. 2 points for Gabe Primar, both on first quarter field goals. 7 field goals for Russell, 1 a 3-pointer, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line for the 19 points. For Round County, leading the way with 9 points, Deshaun Watson, four field goals, one of them a 3-pointer. 6 points each for Weston Maxey and Braden Myers. Maxey, 2 3-point field goals, and Myers, 3 2-point field goals. 5 points for Jace Winkleman, 2 field goals, one of two from the free throw line. 4 points for Colby Wilburn, a couple of second quarter field goals. 3 points for Jason Ingles on a first quarter 3-pointer. And 2 points for Slade White on a second quarter two-point field goal. Fouls in this one. Gabe Pridemore, the only foul for Russell, is one. Brown County has three players with two fouls each. Watson, Braden Myers, and Slade White. Winkleman has one. 15 field goals, by the way, for Brown County in that first half. Four of them three-pointers. One of two from the free throw line and 35 points. Shooting, Russell, 7 of 18, 38.9%, 1 of 5 from three-point range, and 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. For Round County, 15 of 25, 60%, 4 of 7 on three-pointers, 57.1%, and 1 of 2 from the free-throw line, 50%. Rebounds, Round County, 12-9 for Russell. Leading rebounder for Round County is Watson with 4. Leading rebounder for Russell with 4 is Caleb Rimmer. One assist for Russell, 8 assists for Round County. 7 turnovers on the Red Devils, 2 on the Vikings. 1 block shot for each team. 1 steal for Russell and 6 steals for Round County. 2 of the steals for Round County. The only person with more than one was Gavin Myers, and he had 2. So, turnovers a bit of a difference in this one, and also Round County, they got actually 5 more possessions on the turnovers and 3 more extra possessions on the rebounds. At the half, Round County 35, Russell 19, back with second half action after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Allen's Affordable Shipping Containers are now at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more, the possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. 2 12-ounce packs of John Morrill bacon, especially priced for just $7. Red Vine ripe tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. And the large 48-ounce carton of Kemp's ice cream is only $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Leads here at the half, 35-19 over Russell in the second first-round game of the 16th region boys basketball tournament. The winner of this one moves on to take on Boyd County, who squeezed out a 60-52 win over East Carter earlier tonight. That'll be a Monday night semifinal game at 6:30. Russell sends out the lineup that began the game. Neal, Rimmer, Pridemore, Fleming, and Quinn. Round County sends out the lineup that began the game. Braden Myers, Wilburn, Ingles, Maxey, and Watson. Russell has the ball to start the half. And the clock's rolling. Neal across the timeline gives it left side to Fleming. Off to Quinn. Gets the man-to-man. And no charge, no block. They hit two bodies hit the deck. Round County ends up with the ball on a steal. Deshaun Watson right down the middle. Little bounce pass from Wilburn. He puts it up and in. And that's 11 for Watson and an early bucket for the Vikings. 37-19, 18-point lead. Left side it goes to Pridemore. Off to Rimmer. Rimmer spins into the lane. Puts it up. Good. Rimmer has four. 37-21 the margin. Myers goes right side to Watson behind the second of the 2 3-point lines. He dribbles down the right side. Takes it to the corner. Off to Maxey. Maxey penetrates. And tries to get it back out to Ingles, and it's poked out of bounds by Neal. Round County will have it at the far end of the court from where we're situated. Maxey steps out to inbounds. Comes in to Braden Myers. Man-to-man by Russell. Myers goes left side with it to Maxey. Straight away to Ingles, right side to Wilburn. Corner to Maxey. Short corner to Deshaun Watson. Off to Myers. He does a jumper up from the baseline, and it's good. Braden Myers has eight. 39-21. And Neal goes through two defenders. Gets it in front court. Comes with it right side to Quinn. Goes to Fleming on the far side, and he, unfortunately for himself, standing on the end sideline. And for Russell, Taz Marchick comes in, 6'2 senior, and for the first time. Starter a lot of the times. Off the bench here. Wilburn left side, bounces short corner to Watson. Goes underneath. Has it not? They said it got loose, so they didn't call a walk. And Maxey goes in and puts it in. Not sure how it was in a walk, but we are on the far end of the floor on the sidelines, and they didn't call it. 20-point lead for Round County. Neal goes in, puts it up, no good. Rimmer gets it. He goes up, puts it in. He's got six, four in a row for the Red Devils. Myers goes underneath, puts it up, no good. Wow. Ah, they got to call those. Here comes Russell back with it, right corner. Three-pointer on the way, winning no good. Rebound put up and in by Kaz Marchick. His first two leads down to 16, 41-25. Myers bounces right side to Maxey. Brown tries the same play again, and the pass inside intended for Watson goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Russell. Rimmer inbounds to Neal. Now they're going to double team. He gets it across the timeline to Rimmer, does Neal. Now he gets it back. As Marchett gets it. Gets it out to Quinn. Quinn penetrates. Off to Fleming, inside to Rimmer. Has it blocked by Colby Wilburn. Gets it twice and puts it up the second time and in. 6 points straight in a row for the freshman Rimmer. 41-27, the lead down to 14. An unhappy coaching staff across the way for Round County. Watson walks it across the timeline, gives off to Myers. He goes into the lane, kicks it out to Maxey. Off to Watson, he tries a three-pointer, good, hits it. Been sharp from the three-point line in the last three games. And it's a 17-point lead, 44-27. Neal comes back there, trying to go inside the rim. They didn't do it in the first half, could not figure out why. And the ball's thrown away. It was a little wide of Rimmer. He could not get it. Gavin Myers comes in, and Ingles will sit down. Round County works the length of the floor. Watson holding it. Deep on the right side. Now Maxey has it. Myers, left side. Takes it to the free throw line. Jumper by Myers goes in. Braden Myers now has 10. Lead back to 19. 46-27. Neal down the middle. Almost has it stolen. Spins. Gives it left side Rimmer. Thought about a three-pointer. Now comes back on the dribble. Gets out to Neal. Neal tries a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Braden Myers. And he's going to wait for traffic to clear. And a foul on Neal. He just grabbed him. His first, team's first of the half, only the second of the game, called on the Russell Red Devils. Myers goes right side, all the way under. He's fouled by Kaz Marchik. His first. And we've got a media timeout. 2:59 to go into third quarter. Round County 46, Russell 27. Back after this on WIBY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Brown County has it in front court, comes into Braden Myra, gives it out to Wilburn. Three-pointer by Wilburn is good. Wilburn with seven, Brown County by 22, 49-27. Rimmer helps with the press. Headed comes to Kaz Marchik. Neal's driving, puts it up, no good. Rebound batted out by Kaz Marchik, but he saves it, but saves it into the wrong team. Gavin Myers, three-pointer right side, no good. Watson comes out with it. Well, they're not calling anything right now. Watson got fouled probably five times. Dribbling the ball across the floor. They throw it away. It's Neal. Gives it off. Quinn lays it up and in. 49-29. Braden Myers dribbles on the logo. Goes right. Up to Wilburn. Goes all the way under. Bounces out to Watson. Watson, three-pointer right side. No good. And the rebound's off to Fleming. Fleming gets it to Neal. Neal comes down, 14-footer off the glass, and that's not what he intended to do. But he's going to get two out of it anyway. 49-31, minute 27 to go in the third quarter. Braden Myers. Penetrates inside, bounces out to Gavin Myers. Bounces inside to Wilburn. He goes underneath with the left hand, good. Spins it off the glass. Wilburn now with 9. 51-31. Brown presses a bit in backcourt. Hit it goes in front court to Fleming. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound, Watson. Oh, they just hugged him. And no foul. Ball kicked out of bounds by Russell. Three fouls now in the game total for Russell. But, hey, it is making the game go quickly. Maxey gets it in back court to Myers on the inbounds play. Crosses the timeline and works it to the right side. Quinn has him. Myers goes under, puts it up, no good. Punched out. And here comes Neal with it. He spins in the front court, goes back to the free throw line, gets it underneath. Kaz Marchick puts it up and in. 51-33, 18-point lead for Round County with 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side, Gavin Myers. To Maxey. Left side, Braden Myers. They don't guard him, so he takes a three-pointer and hits it right at the buzzer. Braden Myers now with 13, and Round County goes to the fourth quarter with a 54-33 lead over Russell. Back after this on WIVY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Rimmer, Kaz Marchick, Neal, Quinn, and Pridemore for Russell. Round County with Gavin Myers, Winkleman, Wilburn, Braden Myers, and Ingles. The fourth quarter's underway. Up to Winkleman, hands off to Myers. Braden Myers works side with it. Down the right side to Gavin Myers. Wilburn, a long three-pointer is good. That was about three steps behind the second arc. He's got 12. Ball's knocked loose. And what's going to happen? They're going to call a jump ball. They don't want too much of a scrum with a 57-33 score on the board. 24-point lead for Round County is its biggest. They clean up some perspiration. Alternating possession gives it to Russell. Pressure in backcourt. Rimmer. Neal. Head to Rimmer. Down the left side. Three-pointer away by Fleming. No good. Rebound Winkleman. Comes out on the dribble. Throws on the brakes. Gets it ahead to Wilburn. He'll bring it across the timeline. He penetrates. And Rimmer ties him up. Alternating possession should give it to Round County. Since we just started a quarter with Russell having the ball. Braden Myers into Wilburn. Into Braden Myers. Goes up, puts it in. 15 for Braden Myers. 59-33, 26-point lead. Front court it goes to Burgess right in front of us, and the ball's loose. Foul on, I believe, on Winkleman. He gets his second. Ball comes inbounds. Quinn. Boy, that's a walk. Ball put. Taking it in was Pridemore. Had it blocked by Winkleman. Winkleman gets stuck with a foul. His third. Pridemore will shoot two free throws. Good. 59-34. Gavin Rivers takes it inbounds. And there's some sort of pressure on. Rivers streaks in the front court, though. Hits it left side to White. In the corner to Braden Myers. Brings it back out and gives it to his brother Gavin. Off to Slade White. He looks inside with it. Comes out on the dribble. Gives it up to Braden Myers. 6:19 to go in the game. Braden Myers goes under, puts it up and in, over top of Rimmer. 2-on-1 in front court after the press. With it, Burgess steps into a three-pointer, no good long, and saved in by Rimmer, but Braden Myers comes off with it. Takes it down, gives it off to Gavin Myers. Back to Braden Myers. Inside layup. Good by Slade White on a beautiful pass from Braden Myers. 63-34. And what do we got? We got a timeout. A full timeout taken by Russell with 5:43 to go. Round County 63-34 up. Back after this on WIVY.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
They shorted the timeout, comes into the Red Devils, and let's see who got it. Maybe we'll get Pridemore got it, and cuts the lead to 63-36. Braden Myers angles right, off to Ingles, long three-pointer Ingles, banks it in. Don't think he meant to do that, but it counts anyway. 66-36, 30-point lead. 5 minutes to go. Pridemore gets a bucket. Winkleman gets his fourth foul. And Pridemore will shoot. 4:54 to go. Pridemore puts it up and in. Watson comes in, and going out with the fourth out, fouls will be Jace Winkleman. 66-39, 27-point lead. Gavin Reiser gets it into Slade White, puts it up, no good. Blocking foul called, and down on the floor is Pridemore. A little shook up, but he gets up. That's his second foul. Slade will shoot two. Is it? He's got five. Winkleman comes right back in, and Braden Myers will go out. Free throw up, good. 68-39, 4:40 to go. Neal, Pridemore takes it in, puts it up and in. 68-41. Gavin Myers needs help. Hits it off to Ingles. Everybody turned their back on him on one side of the floor. Ingles goes in, kicks it out to Winkleman. Goes under and has a shot blocked. Here comes Russell with it. Pridemore. Baseline rimmer. Centers it to Neal. Excuse me, to Pridemore. Gives it to Neal. He spins into the lane and walks with it. He's trying to slip a little behind the back pass to Rimmer, but took steps. Move to Myers. Yeah, Myers goes up, throws it up left-handed. Not sure why he threw it up left-handed, but he did. It rolled off, and here comes Rimmer. Neal to Rimmer, penetrates, goes down, and walks with it. .331 left in the game. Gavin Myers across the timeline. Off to Watson, now to Winkleman. Skip pass across to Myers. Bounces in short corner, Slade White. He puts it up off the glass, good. 8 points for Slade White, 70-41 the score. Round County by 29. Round County has some more substitutions coming on. Neal, long three-pointer, misses everything short. Watson gets it. Down the timeline, left side. Gavin Myers, his three-pointer's no good. Slade White gets it, puts it up and in. He's in double figures with 10. 72-41, and that's a 31-point lead. Biggest of the game for Round County. Burgess moves with it. Pridemore spins in the lane. And a foul on Gavin Myers is called. For Russell. Well, a couple subs in. Round County may have five, but at any rate, we're going to have immediate timeout. 2:29 to go. Round County up by 31. Back after this on WIBY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
that.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Brandon County sends in Grant Rose. Hayden Goldberg. We'll pick some more up here in a minute. Ball comes into Burgess. Also in is Luke White. Jumper from Rimmer is from the free throw line is good. Underneath it goes to Goldberg. Spins up. No good. Rebound batted around, and Cordial has the rebound. Burgess takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Goldberg. 1:55 to go. Jumper taken by Rose is good. Back in front court. Three-pointer on the way by Neal is good. Not a lot of defense out there right now. 74-46. Stolen by Neal. He goes and puts it up and in. And Round County takes a timeout. 30-second timeout. Daniel Flannery is also in. They did that just for substitution purposes. Thacker comes in. Jonathan Thacker. Rose gets it. Ahead to Thacker. The corner to Flannery. He goes baseline. Spins, goes up, and puts it in. 76-48, approaching the 1 minute mark. Rimmer, Neal, spins, gives it out deep. Burgess, long three pointer, banks it in. Shot put up and in by Flannery. He's got 4 points. And what do we got now? Substitutions coming in for Russell. He took a little timeout, not to huddle. Luke White. I won't mention Luke. Who do we have in there? We got one more. Oh, Wyatt Sloan. He's standing just down to our right. Put forward to Russell with it. Lots of new players in the game. Gunnar Hignight had it. Goes baseline, gets loose. And Round County comes up with it. Luke White. And he goes, gets in the front court, gets it across to Rose. 21 seconds. They don't really need to shoot. Luke White walks with it. Seconds. Russell, of all the things you don't call on a kid who gets in the game late, going to the toward the rim and gets called for a walk. Hignight goes up with a three-pointer, no good. Tapped up and in. That was by Origin. Put up and in, and that's going to end the ball game. And Round County moves on with a 25-point victory over Russell, 78-53. Take us a few minutes to get these stats worked up, and we'll be back with that after this on WIVY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. More at Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Well, the teams alternated baskets early in this contest. It was tied at 2, 4, and 6, and after 6, Round County took the lead and did not relinquish it for the rest of the contest. Led by as many as 31, and as we mentioned, Russell never had the lead. Round County led 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, 35-19 at the half, 54-33 at the end of three, and 78-53 was the final. Russell led by Elijah Neal, an outstanding freshman. He had 19 points, 10 points each for Caleb Rimmer and Gabe Pridemore, 4 points for Joe Kazmarchik, 3 points for both Tatum Fleming and Ryder Burgess, 2 points for Noah Quinn, and 2 points for Shea Burnham. For Round County, 17 points for Braden Myris, 14 points for Deshaun Watson, 12 points for Colby Wilburn, 10 for Slade White, 8 points for Weston Maxey, 6 for Justin Engel, 5 for Jace Winkleman, 4 for Daniel Flannery, and 2 for Grant Rose. Their St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game is going to be Braden Myris. He had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Braden Myris, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. The Vikings hit 33 of 50 from the field for 66%, 9 of 15 for 60% from behind the arc, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The Red Devils, 22 of 45, 48.9%, 3 of 14 from three-point range, 21.4%, and 6 of 8, 75% from the free throw line. Rebounds went to Round County, 21 to 19. Leading the way for Round County was Deshaun Watson with 7. of the 19 rebounds for Russell, 7 of those for Caleb Rimmer. Only 4 fouls in the entire game called on Russell, 11 on Round County. 5 assists for Russell, 20 for Round County, 5 of those for Braden Myers. 12 turnovers for Russell, 7 for Round County. 3 blocks for Russell, 1 for Round County. 4 steals for Russell, 3 of those for Elijah Neal. 8 steals for Round County, 2 each for Deshaun Watson and Gavin Myers. Round County shoots well and took advantage of not a great defensive effort by the Russell Red Devils. And now get to move on to the semifinals of this tournament, thanks to this 78-53 win over Russell. Coach Sean Packer is getting his headset on.
Thanks, brother.
The coach tied at 2, tied at 4, tied at 6, and then boom, never trailed again. Never trailed in the game, actually.
Right, you know, pretty locked in. You know, the prep has been good. The knowing the scout is good. You know, when you know your kids are knowing what to expect and that kind of thing, and they've done a great job of you know, taking the scouting report, the clips. You know, like tonight, you know, I felt like our kids were really prepared. You know, it's one thing for us to be prepared as coaches and know, but when you can transcend that into them knowing and really knowing it and knowing what to do and how to handle all the different situations that they're going to be in. You know, I thought all our guys did a great job of that. I thought our bench was phenomenal. You know, they really, you know, when some of those dudes come in and we can change the pace a little bit and step on the gas a little bit at times, you know, it makes us a little bit different. And, you know, it gives us a chance to get after people a little bit different. And, you know, just proud of our kids. You know, it's, you know, last year we weren't here. And we weren't a part of this, and you know, we really wanted to get back here, and we really wanted to be in the conversation. And our kids have done a really good job of being focused, and you know, they did a good job of sticking together. You know, we talked about that locker room, how important that chemistry is, and I think when you watch our kids play, I think you know, you can see how together they are. How they care for each other, and you know, that's a big difference for us.
You did a good job on Caleb Rimmer tonight. He only had 10 points, and I think the most thing you did was you just left him with where he didn't have much interest. You didn't give him a lot of things good that you could do.
Right, you know, because he's a really good player right now and going to be a great player. You know, maturity, you know, the good Lord's blessing will kick in, and he's just going to get more athletic. He's just going to continue to get stronger. He's already problematic. I thought Kobe came in tonight with the right mindset to battle with him tonight, and you know, I thought he did a really good job. You know, he picked off a few passes to the post, and I thought our guards did a good job of pressuring the ball too, to not let post-injury passes be so easy. And then another thing I thought we did well was when they were coming out and setting the high ball screens, I thought we did a good job of not letting the Neal get to the ball screen and getting hung up and getting clipped. So we didn't really have to double it a lot tonight because we did a good job of just making sure that we got over the top with it.
You shot 66%, but that went as 41.7 in the first quarter, 76.9% in the second, 66.7 in the third, and 76.9 in the fourth.
Yeah, when you shoot it like that, and any time you shoot it like that down here, that's a good thing, because there's been some games down here that have been grinders, and that could end up being that way, you know, on Monday night. You know, we'll go to work and see what we can do, and you know, we got a tall mountain to climb. We've been taken to the woodshed a couple of times, and we just got to see if we can't close that gap a little bit and see what we can do.
Great game by East Carter against Boyd County.
Absolutely.
You can see what effort will do.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to come and play with that kind of effort and that kind of energy if we want to have a chance on Monday.
All right, Coach, thanks.
We'll
enjoy a few more games through here and then do it again on Monday.
Absolutely.
All right. Rand County, it's an easy one here tonight over Russell, 78-53, and we'll move on to the semifinals on Monday, and then the championship game will follow up on Tuesday. I want to thank all the staff here at Morehead State for their assistance, the help from Russell, also Coach Sean Thacker and his staff, and nice crowd for Round County. And, well, this will be a big game on Monday night against Boyd County. They are they're a tough team, but, you know, Round County saw what East Carter can do with a little bit of effort and stick-to-itiveness, and maybe they can bring some of that to go along with the pretty good shooting they had here tonight. And maybe can get things done on Monday and move on for a chance to go to the Sweet 16. Well, thank Owen Mundy on studio controls. Again, thanks to all the folks at Morehead State staff. And until next time, which will be Monday night, first game on the semifinals on Monday night at 6:30. When we're back again, final score, Round County 78, Russell 53. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.